Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Vikings head into the bye. The Wild are underway, playing well out of the gate. We've got Minnesota United FC heading down the stretch in their regular season. Can they get into the playoffs is the question. And now we have the Minnesota Timberwolves ready to crank it up for the 21-22 season. A new-look team in some ways. They've added help, but it is all about the core group. And it's all been about Karl-Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell. And now Anthony Edwards, who was terrific in his rookie season. And then you have Malik Beasley and these other parts. Question is, can they make enough of a jump and stay healthy enough to be a playoff contender in this coming season? And we're going to get into that in more detail with someone who covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com, Jace Frederick. Jace, how you been?
Hey, Steve. Pretty good. About you?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Here we are. Hard to believe. High school football, a regular season ends on Wednesday night. Thursday games, Timberwolves open up. I'm sure you will be busy covering the Timberwolves. And there's a lot to unpack here when it comes to the Timberwolves. Number one, it's always been about, in at least recent memory, about Karl-Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell being able to play together. We saw glimpses of that at the end of the regular season a year ago. By then, it was a foregone conclusion. They weren't going anywhere. But the signs were there, and then certainly the emergence of Anthony Edwards. They made some additions. Patrick Beverley comes to mind. Ricky Rubio's no longer here. But all in all, if they stay healthy, you would think this group has enough talent to at least contend for a playoff spot.
They certainly should be, and I think if the core stays healthy and they are not in a play-in, then that would be a massive failure. Because you just look at like the teams at the bottom of the West right now, and with their core alone, you know, two max guys and I think a rising star in Anthony Edwards, you have more talent than New Orleans, you have more talent than Houston, you have more talent than San Antonio, you have more talent than Sacramento, you have more talent than Houston, like, that's five teams you should be ahead of, and right there you're in the play-in. If you just beat those five teams, and that should be kind of a foregone conclusion if they stay healthy, and if it's not, then I think you can say, well, maybe this core is just not good enough to go move forward with.
Yeah, and the question goes back to the spring when everyone except Malik Beasley was healthy, and the team showed signs of, okay, they might have something here. We finally got to see a stretch with Kat and D'Angelo Russell, and then, of course, Anthony Edwards, that there certainly is potential in this group. There's still some shortcomings, and you pointed it out in a piece you did in the Pioneer Press about this team, that there's still concerns about a legit starting power forward physical, but scoring, some other things seem to be there where this group could contend.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a team that's scoring you know, maybe one of the top 10 offenses in the league. They've got that kind of talent, right? Like when you have D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, Conley, Towns, you've got the shooters like they have, and even Patrick Beverley is a pretty good spot up shooter. Torian Prince, Malik Beasley, like scoring should come very naturally for this team, and it just comes down to defending. And like you said, size wise, can they defend down low and can they not get beat up on the boards? Because you get the sense they'll score 120 a lot of nights, but they might be a type of team where 120 is not enough. So that's going to be kind of it. Can they just defend well enough? Can they do enough things right? Can they be aggressive enough? Can they force enough steals? And can they hit the glass hard enough to where they can kind of fend teams off and let their scoring kind of carry them?
Jace Frederick joining, covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. They open the season. Let's start with Anthony Edwards. The upside is still there. The kid seems to be driven. Kept getting better and better and better. And you have the sense that he wants to become a complete player, that the drive is there. And that's a huge key. The talent is one thing, but the night-in, night-out willingness to be a better defensive player and be a factor on that end of the floor could be huge for this team.
Yeah, I think all you needed to know about Anthony Edwards is, yes, like we've seen the offensive ability, but like everything that they wanted him to work on, even last year, like every time Chris Finch would challenge him to do something, he would do it. Now, when it was benching Anthony Edwards at the end of games because he wasn't defending, well, then he defended a little bit better, and he made that a major priority this offseason, so it never happened again. When it was settling for too many jumpers, got to attack the rim, well, then he really attacked the rim towards the end of the year once that became a priority. Like, very coachable. Whatever you tell him to do, he does. And he just wants to be great. And he's talked about that, and the people around him have talked about that. Like, whatever he does, he wants to be the very best at it. Whether it's the new sport he picks up, whether it's basketball, defending. Like, last year he's like, I saw the way Josh Okogie and Jaden McDaniels defended, and I thought, I could do that. And he tries to rise up to every single challenge. I've seen nothing but positives for him. And I think even year two here, I think we could see some pretty special things out of him.
All right, let's talk about another thing you got into it in your most recent story about the Timberwolves, and that is no Ricky Rubio, Prince, and Beverly. We alluded to those two players. Ricky Rubio is out of here. I know there were people who loved Ricky Rubio. There were Ricky Rubio critics. Nevertheless, replacing what Ricky Rubio brought to the table is a key.
Yeah, and I think leadership is right at the top of that list, right? Like, he was the one guy last year because there were certainly times where, like, D'Angelo Russell, Conley, Towns, like, these are guys who throughout their careers early on have had, like, nights with questionable effort, have, like, prioritizing maybe the right things. Like, are you buying in enough defensively? Are you doing the little things to win? And, like, Ricky Rubio was kind of the only guy with the club in the locker room and I guess, the ability and willingness to call them out on that. He was the guy who really helped Anthony Edwards get his feet under him and telling him what's important and how to get through an NBA season and what you need to do along the way. So, like, Ricky doing that thing, like, those are things behind the scenes that, yes, it's important to shoot, rebound, defend, those types of things. But when you have a team and you're trying to build it into something, like, those leadership characteristics matter a lot. And you look now at this roster, and now a lot of guys talk about Patrick Beverley and, like, the intensity that he brings to practice on a daily basis and what that does and the energy that brings. So if that's true, that could be huge because Pat Bev could replace Rubio in a lot of those ways. And I do think that Patrick Beverley has the clout and the willingness to hold guys accountable as well. That's kind of the biggest thing because it's kind of, you look at D'Angelo Russell, you look at Carl Anthony Towns, like, yeah, they could lead, but they haven't done it thus far really in their careers. Anthony Edwards is somebody Chris Finch has talked about, but like he's 20 and in year two. So I'm trying to think he'll be the main leader if he can. That's incredible. But I think it might fall on Patrick Beverley, and even Torian Prince, I think, to some degree, has some of that in him, too, to kind of make sure these guys are on a nightly basis, which they have not done in the past, and even at the end of last year, they didn't do it. And on a nightly basis, are you focused? Are you bringing in? Are you doing the things you're supposed to do? Because this team will need to do that if it is going to actually, like, meet and exceed expectations this year.
And then minutes at point guard, and Ricky Rubio, say what you want, pretty effective, running the point, left something to be desired, shooting the ball, particularly from outside the arc, maybe the biggest criticism of his game. But how do you see the minutes break down at point guard?
Well, D'Angelo Russell is going to play probably like 35 minutes. It seems like that 34, 35 range is just best for him to get the most out of him, and that seems to be about the range he likes to play. I'd expect Patrick Beverley playing maybe upwards, like, up high 20s in minutes. Like, he won't start, but I think we'll see a lot of Beverley and Russell sharing the floor together, and Beverley will kind of man that second unit. And we saw it in the preseason. Like, Jordan McLaughlin is in the rotation. The Timberwolves, Chris Finch, really believes in having two ball handlers who can break down a defense on the court at once. So I think McLaughlin will probably play like 16 minutes a game. And it'll be interesting because as we head into Wednesday, like Jordan McLaughlin, pretty questionable with an injury. Patrick Beverley, if you remember, he suspended for this first game because of that push on Chris Paul in the Western Conference Finals last year when the Clippers were clearly out and about to get ousted. He pushed Chris Paul during, like, as Paul was going back to the huddle. So no Beverley Wednesday. McLaughlin's questionable. So it looks like a position of depth, but it could go to a position of zero depth against Houston coming up here. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and then big picture, what does the rotation look like, in your opinion, going into the opener? It certainly could evolve, you know, on who the starting group is and then how Finch mixes and matches night in and night out.
Yeah, I mean, I think my gut tells me that they're going to start probably Jared Vanderbilt, because I don't think Chris Finch is tied into that whatsoever. But Jared Vanderbilt's the only real true power forward. So I think, just accounting saying that Patrick Beverley's in the rotation starting game two, I would say the starting lineup probably goes D'Angelo Russell, Jane McDaniels, Anthony Edwards, Jared Vanderbilt, Carl Anthony Towns in the starting lineup. But that fifth spot, really, I think is going to fluctuate a lot. I just think Houston's a little bigger, so maybe we'll see more Jared Vanderbilt to start that game. And then coming off the bench, I think you'll see Jordan McLaughlin, Patrick Beverley, Josh Okogie, Malik Beasley, Naz Reid, kind of as, like, I think maybe the main 10 they're going to ride with. And Torian Prince, that's 11. It's going to be really hard. We're going to see who falls in and out, because preseason told us there were 11. But I could see games maybe where McLaughlin falls out, where that would put you down to 10. But Chris Finch has talked about it. He wants, like, those 11 guys, he really trusts them, and he wants to keep working them in. But it'll probably shrink down to, like, 9 or 10 at some point here as the season goes on.
Yeah, and we've just seen the Timberwolves just injury, that, right, that at some point you think it would go the other way and they'd be relatively healthy, and that's going to be a huge factor. It goes without saying that, you know, the Timberwolves can't afford to have one of those key guys, one of those top three, four guys, be out for an extended period of time. They need Cat to be available. They need D'Lo to be available. Malik Beasley, and certainly Anthony Edwards. Those guys need to be available more nights than not.
Yeah, and I think that's especially true for Carl Anthony Towns. Like, D'Angelo Russell can miss some time, and I think Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns can carry the load. Ant can miss, like, a couple weeks, and I think D'Lo and Cat can carry the load. But if Carl Anthony Towns is out, they are so thin up front. Like I said, no power forwards. Naz Reid would leave you with the only center. So now you literally have Naz Reid and Jared Vanderbilt as the only two bigs. And Cat is just too important. He has to carry too much of the rebounding load. He has to be basically a rim protector, even in this new defensive scheme where, you know, they will have Carl Anthony Towns playing more on the perimeter and meeting guys on the pick and roll at the level. But still, like, Carl Anthony Towns is the anchor for everything they do. And so if he misses time, it turns into a bad team. So, like, he'd been so durable early in his career, and certainly these last 2 years for a couple different reasons haven't gone like that. But he has to be healthy, because if he's not, then I think they are not a playoff team whatsoever.
Right at the top, we talked about the lay of the land in the Western Conference, and right out of the gate, Houston on Wednesday night, then back-to-back with New Orleans. So an opportunity to get off to a quick start, and almost imperative they get off to a quick start, because these are the teams that they're going to be battling for relevance in the NBA's Western Conference.
Yeah, the runway is set for them. Three home games, three games that they will be favored in, probably significantly. Like, New Orleans wanted to have Zion Williamson for those 2 days. Houston just frankly doesn't have a very good roster. Minnesota is much better than these teams. They need to start. I would say if they don't start 3-0, you can be like, well, this might be the same old Timberwolves. Like, one loss out of those first three games, I think, signals something bad, that maybe they aren't bringing on a nightly basis, that maybe they're not as focused as they should be. But six out of the first seven here at home, definitely a runway to get off to a good start. And if they don't do it, if they don't get through these first, you know, seven games or whatever it might be at 4-5-2 even, then I do kind of wonder how seriously we can take them.
Yeah, and then the water gets fairly deep with a fair amount of time out at Staples Center in Los Angeles with the Lakers and the Clippers. They're on the schedule. I mean, they've got back-to-back with the Clip at Target Center in early November. So, I mean, it is really important, or they're just going to dig themselves a gigantic hole. And based on the schedule, Bucks, first road game of the year. I mean, there's some tough games early in the season as well.
Yeah, I think those Clippers games will be pretty telling, because, like, the Clippers, yes, they won't have Kawhi Leonard, and they might not have Kawhi Leonard until the spring if they get it back at all this year. But, like, so Paul George and that team, like, it's fine. But if you're not at least competitive, if you're not probably winning one of those two home games, like, that's alarming because I think a lot of people see the Clippers as a fringe playoff team, frankly, this year. So there will be opportunities for Minnesota to show that they should be taken seriously within this first stretch, that other teams should take them seriously, that maybe like the national media should take them seriously, because that's not happening right now. I don't think too many people project Minnesota to do much, but they'll have a chance to, A, set the tone, build some momentum, and then, B, really maybe get a little bit more spotlight on themselves and get other people to say, hey, how about those Timberwolves?
All right, Jay, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Jay Frederick of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. So the opener coming up on Wednesday night will be on the air at 6:30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.